Open Water 20. Section 7, Management, Part 1. Version 2.06, March 16, 2020. Always check this version you are listening to is the same as the version available on DiverAid.com. Introduction. Management is the consideration of events that happen before and after diving, including problem management and rescues. This section does not detail the actual diving and/or rescue procedures, that is detailed in their relevant sections. In this section we cover the before and after, which is very important in regards to the self-rescue perspective. If management of the dive is focused on to start with, then a rescue may never need to be performed. The way a diver approaches planning a dive, their attitude to safety and their inclusion of their buddies in the process is all important. Remember, if in doubt, step back and think it out. Section Objectives. Explain why we plan dives. Describe the elements of dive planning. Explain how to plan with RAID dive tables. Describe the benefits of planning with dive computers. List important rules of diving and safe diving practices. Planning your dive. Why do we need to plan our dives? Diving is an adventurous activity, and as with any activity like this, we need to make sure we are prepared so that we can have a safe and enjoyable experience. We need to consider all the safety issues, all equipment issues, and be well prepared mentally and physically for the activity. Some of the things we need to consider are: equipment readiness, dive site selection, dive buddy selection, logistics of the dive, entry points at the site, diving from boats, diving together and staying together, exposure protection, equipment. Organize yourself a checklist and follow it. Yes, we could give you one to use, but we want you to think this through yourself. Try to arrange your equipment well in advance, before you go diving. It's recommended that you do this directly after a dive, so the small things are still fresh in your mind. Small things can turn into big problems if not resolved. Plus, you will always be ready for the next dive. Then read the checklist again the day before the dive, for that just in case scenario. When we talk about equipment, we are referring to all equipment, from the dive hood to the booties, from the cylinder to the charging of the battery in the dive computer. Check weighting, if changing from fresh water to salt water. Choose a site. This is always the fun part, where your next adventure will be. Make sure that it is within your training and comfort levels. Do some detailed investigation and find out all the facts you can about the actual site rather than just listening to hearsay. Read up about the site, as a printed article is going to be far more accurate and to the point. If you discover it is outside your limits, aim to do the dive in the future after additional training and experience. When choosing a site, consider all the aspects, not just the diving. How to get there. Best times to dive regarding tides and currents. Entry and exits, etc. Perhaps choose two dive sites in case you can't dive the one site because of the dive conditions, like weather, or other unforeseen circumstances. As your training progresses, you'll be considering types of diving, for example, wreck, photography, or shark diving. Select a buddy. This is well worth planning for. Find three or more buddies who you feel comfortable to dive with. Then if one of them can't dive that day, the others may be available. The alternative is to dive with a dive center or club. Get to know the other divers. This is a great way to meet and interact with divers. For first-time divers, speak to your instructor and/or dive center and discuss dive buddies. There are always other divers who will be happy for you to join them. Make sure your first couple of dives are well within your comfort zone when diving with a new buddy. Logistics. Finally, you need to arrange and/or know about 1. The dive site facilities, dive times, transportation, directions and emergency preparation and information, weather forecast, and local dive site forecast. 2. If you do not have surface support at the dive site, let someone know where you will be diving and provide them with your full written dive plan, including a contact telephone number. Shore entry dive site. Evaluate the dive conditions and talk to local divers and dive centers or fishermen. If the dive site is not favorable for local divers, don't dive. Agree with your buddy on entry and exit points, hand signals, buddy separation, maximum depth, and time, emergency safety plans and discuss as much as possible of what you would like to do on the dive. This way you will get the maximum amount of fun together out of your dive. You are less likely to run into trouble if you follow the dive plan you discussed. Raid note, plan your dive and dive your plan. We suggest that if you want to dive an area for the first time, book a dive with the local dive center or ask to join a local dive group. The information you'll receive will be well worth it. Various entries. Surf and rocky shore entries can be difficult. However, here are some useful tips. Entries. 1. Get familiar with the surf pattern, how often the waves are breaking, which direction the rip, outgoing water, is going. These rips will help you swim out. 2. Get entirely kitted up, and enter the water backwards. Use each other for support and keep an eye on the surf and waves. When a wave meets you, hold on to your mask, and maintain a good balance, legs astride, back facing the waves. 3. Keep the mouthpiece firmly in your mouth in case you get knocked down. As soon as you can, turn and swim out. 4. Do not have your BCD full, as this will make ducking under the waves difficult. Make your way through the surf zone as quickly as possible into deeper water, establish positive buoyancy, and swim out to your dive site with your buddy. Exits. 1. Upon surfacing from your dive outside the surf zone, establish positive buoyancy, take a note of the wave pattern and rip currents. Rips pull out to sea, so you do not want to be in these whilst trying to swim back to shore. 2. When you and your buddy see a gap, swim as fast as possible towards the shore, holding your mask on, and mouthpiece in your mouth. 3. Avoid stopping until you are in shallow water, and walk or crawl out, whichever is easier for you. We suggest that if you have never done any surf entries, talk to your raid dive center about getting some training and experience in this area. License agreement. This document is the property of Rebreather Association of International Divers AB, Sweden. All rights reserved.